We have details of the 2019 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Club Senior, Intermediate and Junior Championship. We're going to start with the senior, and the four groups for the 2019 Championship are: in Group A, Ardragh, St Michael's, Gweedore and St Eunan's. So Gweedore and St Eunan's have been put together again for another championship campaign. In Group B, Neave Connell, Killybegs, McCool's and Dunloe. Group C in the draw has seen Glenfinn, Glenswilly, Four Masters and Milford all put in the same section. And Group D, Kilcar, Mallon, Terman and Bundoran. Martin McHugh has remained in a commentary position. Martin, we were all waiting with a lot of interest on the draw. And I suppose the big one is the defending champions and former winners as well, St Eunan's, once again put together in Section A.
Yeah, in Section A of Ardragh, St Michael's, you said Gweedore and St Eunan's, and we're just seeing here it'll be one against two and three against four, so they'll meet in the first game like they exactly did. We did that game last year, and Alan Boyd was just talking to me there when you were down getting interviews and that down there, and he just said that he felt that that's when Gweedore won the Ulster Championship last year, was that first game in O'Donnell Park against St Eunan's. So maybe I think it's the first team out, so I think it'll be a home game for Gweedore, because Gweedore are out at number three and Eunan's are out at number four. So I'll take it that game will be in Mahara Gallen this year, the Gweedore St Eunan's one. Yeah, a big game. We always said about it, you know, we talk about the big teams and end up with normally every year we've a group of death. So a tough one on Ardragh and St Michael's, and you know, we look at it in Gweedore and St Eunan's, but that is the big talk round here, that is the group. Supposedly we have a group of death, that's it.
Yeah, so it's going to be Gweedore and St Michael's, just to confirm, in the same group once again. And Gweedore are going to have home advantage for that fixture in the opening round down in Mahara Gallen. So it's going to be a big day to start things off, to say the least, because the Donegal and the Ulster champions are going to start the defence of their crowns against one of the big clubs of Donegal football. Let's move on to Group B. Neave Connell, Killybegs, McCool's and the Low. Fair to say Neave Connell will be the favourites to come out top of that one, Martin.
Yeah, you'd feel that is a good draw. Neave Connell, Killybegs, Sean McCool's and Dunloe, you look at it like that there, point view, and they'll play Killybegs at home in the first game as well, and you have Sean McCool's and Dunloe, and just looking at Group 1 there, Oisín, it's the second round is 4 against 1, so it's Eunan's against Ardragh in the second round, anybody listening to us, and it's St Michael's against Gweedore in the second round, and then you have the last matches then where Ardragh play Gweedore in the last game, round 3 at home. So looking at it, yeah, that's in the group. You expect Neave Connell to come out of that, they'll be happy enough. They were in the group of death last year, so they're in where Gweedore and St Eunan's end up, you know. Post, no disrespect to Ardragh and St Michael's, you know, if you had another team you could have a third one of the so-called big teams in there, but anyway, Neave Connell will be happy with that group.
Yeah, the thing I've noticed is that the top two sides are going to get playing at home in two of the three games, Martin.
Yeah, that's
to see the second place one of the second team that was called out, place number two in the group, is also going to have home advantage for the last two games.
Yeah, it's just as they say, the look of the draw. Yeah. That's the way it is, you know. It's one went two and three against four the first round, then you four against one and two against three, and then you one against three and two against four in the third round. That's the way it works. So you say that Ardragh were the very first team out, so Ardragh in the first game are at home to St Michael's, and then the last game they're at home to Gweedore, and they're just away to St Eunan's.
Let's look at Group C, because it is an interesting group. Glenfinn, who were the intermediate champions last year, are going to play two games at home. So are Glenswilly, because they were pulled out at number two. And Four Masters and Milford are the other two. So that can end up in a very, very tight group, Martin McHugh.
Glenswilly are always an easy group, you know. They're very lucky. So Michael Murphy started sponsoring this championship. But anyway, look, they'll be happy, as they say, in that group. Glenfinn will be happy in number one, where they'll get the, as you said, the two home games and everything else. So they'll definitely be happy with that there, Glenfinn. So it's great to see Glenfinn back up again in senior, and that's the important thing about it, you know. And Milford, you know, they've had a good couple of years playing in the senior league and staying there and everything else, happy. And Four Masters are regrouping, rebuilding and everything else. So looking at it, you'd have to say, as you said, we look at the first big two, Gweedore and St Eunan's in that group. You look at it, you'd say that Neave Connell will come out of the second group, whoever comes out with them of Killybegs, Sean McCool's and Low, and you feel that Glenswilly should be good enough to come out of that group, and who comes with them, Four Masters, Glenfinn or Milford.
Yeah. On to the last group, you're saying Glenswilly always get an easy draw. The Glenswilly people will be saying to you today, look at them Kilcar boys in town, they've got themselves an easy draw, but it mightn't be that easy. Mallon, Terman and Bundoran are the opposition for you, Martin.
Oh, that's a tough group, Oisin, you know. From but anyway, on a serious note, yeah. Look at you said to me there are three what Division Two teams and that there, but we know Bundoran are actually up in Division One now, aren't they?
Yeah.
So look at Termin, as you know yourself, young lad playing for Termin, they're building up and building a team there. Mallon are always difficult, you know. The fact is, Kilcare came out first, which means they were probably going to have two games at home, which is a big plus to have as well. But you feel that Kilcare will come out of that group, and you know, you always think that on a serious note that the battle, you know, with the other three teams is to who's going to come out with them, because you know the one thing you don't want to end up is you don't want to end up on the bottom and end up on the relegation thing. So you look at teams like that there. So we look at it, you know, you've got Dorset Union as the top group, you have New Connell another group, you have Glenswilly another group, and you have you know, you feel Kilcare in that group. Me
and you'll be on opposite sides of the field because we have to go to Townie in the last game.
Yeah, well, that's it. There you are now. We go down to Townie. And
I was speaking to you that day.
We always having to go to the Burn Road, and we always like to have you coming down to Townie to see the scenery and all that that's down there. But look at it's exciting. It's a good, you know, it's exciting to have the draw and everything else. And I suppose in a way we're happy that, you know, people say about seeding them and everything else. But you know, I think we need good semi-finals from my own point of view. You know, particularly.
You've been saying this for a long time.
I just think that maybe it should be, you know, the situation at a time it should be seeded. But look at that's the way it is. And look at, for everybody, it's exciting time. And the draw here, there's an excitement round here, Oisin, with the draw and everything. And it's great, you know, for you know, everybody and people who's listening to us on the way home and everything else. It's been a great day all round. We've had the championship draw now. Club managers and clubs can get ready for the championship and everything else. And as you said, you have they know who they're playing and everybody else in the first game, and you know, second game and games at home and everything else. So yeah, just enjoyable.
Let's go to the intermediate draw. I'll give you the groups. Group A, it's Clohanaile, Neve Breeden, Neve Alton, and Eru, which is Red Hughes. In Group B, Neve Wurra, Lower Rosses, Eru, Ballyshannon, St. Knolls and Downings. In Group C is going to be Burt, Neve Columba, Fannad Gaels, and Neve Columkill. And I suppose the sides that have dropped out from senior intermediate, we'll be hoping that they bounce back. But when you start the year, all the eyes are always on the junior champions to see how they fare out, and Red Hughes are up mixing at a higher level than what they were last year.
Yeah, and it's great, you know, the achievements that they had this year and won in the Ulster as well, you know. It's great, so it's great to see them, as you said, up there. And they're in with, you know, it's a tough enough group now with Neve Breeden, Neve Alton, Clohanaile and Irua, Red Hughes themselves, you know. So listen, it's tough, you know. We look at it, we always talk about Irua, Ballyshannon. They're a team we'd like to see in the senior, you know, to get up here, you know, with everything else. You look at them, and then, you know, Neve Columba and post my neighbours down there with Burt, what Neve Columba fan, and Neve Columkill. Look, at it's difficult. The intermediate championship is difficult. You'd say, who's the favourites? You're picking the favourites. You'd have to probably, sometimes people say Irua, Ballyshannon, and Clohanaile are the two teams that would be the favourites going forward. Maybe other teams have something to say about that. But I think it's great that, you know, we're able to have three groups of four in the intermediate as well. And what they want to do, first of all, is try to get up into the senior if they can. But so look at, again, it's very, very open. There's not much between any of the teams, you feel, in the intermediate. So we're really looking forward to that again, you know.
We'll just finally run through the junior championship draws in Junior A. In Group A, it's going to be Carndonna, Buncrana, Narossa, Neve Padraig, Lifford. In Group B, Uris, Neve Padraig, Muff, Robert Emmett, and Neve Wurra Convoy. And in Group C, Letterkenny Gaels, Pettigo, and Mavelle. While in Junior B, there is two groups. Group A is Buncrana, Letterkenny Gaels, Neve Padraig, Muff, and Neve Wurra Convoy. And Group B is going to be made up of Carndonna, Uris, and Robert Emmett. Finally, Martin, just back to the senior. The top guns all know who they are going to be playing, but the favourites tag is very much going to be with Gwydor ahead of this campaign, off the back of what they've done last year.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Gwydor will be, after, as you said, the campaign they had last year, there'll be definitely favourites for it. You'd feel the favourites for the championship, you know. And you don't mean we talk about it, you have my own club, Kilcare. You feel, you know, we had a lot of injuries last year, you know, at that stage and modern stage and thing. You have Neve Connell and you have Gwydor, you have St. Eunan's. We feel that maybe, you know, at the minute that they are the top four teams after that, and then you have the likes of Glenswilly and that there coming after it. And, you know, another teams will always come out of the pack. You know, we'll find out in the league, and it's great now when the league gets going with the championship draw is made. Looking forward to it. And the important thing we talk about, we keep chatting about, club football is very, very important. It's one of the things I've seen is very, very important to our association and everything else. So looking forward to good club league matches in the county. We've achieved now the year today, we're in promotion, we're in Division 1 now. We look forward to, you know, important for club football to get players coming through, and the clubs are really important because, you know, there's only 30, 32 or 33 men involved in this, the senior squad with Donegal. These clubs are the important thing to keep football going. So I think everybody looking forward to it, and there'll be a lot of talk tonight in the bars and everywhere else around all the different areas about the championship draw.